Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. We do know he's bigger. He's bigger than anything you can imagine. He's bigger than any problem you may have. Something happened here. But you know what? We refuse to be defeated in this but we know he's bigger. So, hey, how about we do it all over again, huh? The devil is a liar. You can even imagine. He's bigger than any problems that you might be going through, any decisions that you may have. He's bigger than that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. God is thankful and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We are going to ask that Pastor Bill give us matter of fact, if she would be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. He's bigger than that. Amen, amen. She said in the song, he's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than diabetes. He is bigger than any situation we may be going through today. Praise God, praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. And now I'm going to go ahead and do verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you for the word of God. We're thanking you for the listeners and all those that will participate, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor as he continues, Father God, to teach this word and making it plain. Father God, we ask that you will open up our hearts and our mind to receive that word, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will be with all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know what they're going through. And as the songs say, whatever it is bigger. God is bigger than what we go through. So Lord, just keep them positive and let this on your word and draw closer to you, Father God, through the word of God. Lord, we ask that you be with the bereaved families today, Father God. We know in your word you say you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So give them a peace of mind, Father God, that knowing that you are working things out for their good, even though they may not feel it right now, but you're working things out for their good. And Lord, we ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. And we know your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And we're thanking you for the testimonies that have went forth with that scripture saying, by your stripes we are healed. So help our listeners and those that are listening by internet to know that you hear and you answer prayer. Open up our hearts, Father God, to this word, because, Lord, we cannot make it without you. And we just want to thank you, Father God, and we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against the word of God today, against our pastor, pleading the blood of Jesus over our pastor and the listeners and those that are listening by internet. Now, Lord, have your way as we draw close to you. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'd like to share this, brothers and sisters. Even as we looked at Ephesians 6 yesterday, and I think it was a 10, there's some things I want to cover. But this is real important that if you do nothing but just circle this, because we're going to come back to it, maybe not today, but I like the idea that he says, finally, after everything else you had to deal with, finally. So he's bringing it to a conclusion here, telling you what to do. And the advice that the writer gives here is that we are to be strong in the Lord. Now, I want y'all to hear that, to be strong in the Lord and, which is a conjunction, just don't leave the Lord there, but then, and in the power of his might. So whichever way you go with this, you are required to get your strength from the Lord by putting on the whole armor of God. Receiving the power that is in the word. And that's how you get strong in the Lord. And that's very important if you're talking about developing in integrity. If you're talking about developing, and I'm going to put it like this, your integrity. Because see, a lot of people, they don't want to be responsible. But you are responsible for your integrity.
Amen.
Can I just say that one more time? You are, see, you can't blame God for this one. You got to put on this armor. You have to put on Christ. You have to get born again. This all on you, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You have to develop this. This is your responsibility. Nobody don't want to be responsible for anything. But you're going to have to be responsible for this. When you talk about putting on the whole armor of God, that's what you have to do. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I know you probably want pastor to do it. She can't do it. I mean, Angelus, Renee got an awesome testimony, but that won't help you. You're going to have to put it on your own self. You will have to do this. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but the lady that said yesterday, and I want to put this in there, she realized that, you know what? God, there's something you have, you want me to do. And in order for me to do this, I must follow you. And in order to follow you, Lord, I must put on the whole armor of God. And brothers and sisters, when I think about 1 Peter 5, and here's why, and then I'm going to get on into the lesson. But here's why. And I think it's 1 Peter 5 and 8. Let's see. Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, can you read 1 Peter 5 and 8? Please, after King James.
Yes. It reads as follows. 1 Peter 5 and 8. In the fire.
And she had told me that she was having trouble with her phone yesterday. I know there was a couple of people wondering what happened, but she had problems with her phone. So hopefully, praise God, she knows. Back in the sky. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, it doesn't look like it, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. 1 Peter 5 and 8 in the King James reads as follows. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. Amen.
Yeah. So, listen, brother and sister, when he talks about be sober, he's talking about keeping a clear head now. Stay alert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pay attention. That's what he's telling you. Be on the alert. Because it may happen at any moment.
Yeah.
And we've taught to be on alert from the time we was in the kindergarten. I did. And I know that's been over 50 years ago. We've been taught what it means to be alert in case somebody drop a bomb on us, where we to hide up under the desk. And if there ever was a time that people need to be alert, is now. All this shooting in schools and different places and shooting in the mall. It behooves all of us to know what it means to be alert. You got to be sober. You can't just take things that say, oh, well, that's all right. That ain't going to happen. It's going to happen to you. Think it ain't going to happen in your neighborhood? Watch. Why is that so, Lord? He said because he's our adversary, people. God called him because your adversary. You can think you don't have a devil. You got one. You got one watching everything you do, every which way you go. And he's making a lot of noise. He's making a noise like a lion does.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if I didn't tell you, let me tell you, he ain't got no teeth if you're in Christ.
All right, say that. Say that.
You just got a lion making a lot of noise with no teeth if you're in Christ. Now, if you're not in Christ, you might get bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's doing, this is what I want you to know, brothers and sisters, He's trying to take you out of here. He's trying to take you out.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to devour you.
Yeah.
When I think about that word devour, I always think about a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about devour, I almost always think about one of them buzzers out there. That's what the devil's trying to do. So it behooves all of us is to develop integrity. And we start by overcoming the world. See, that's why you got to know what the world is. I tell y'all, time after time, look up this word world so you can see the difference. I have a lot of people right now. I was talking to a preacher Sunday. I said, Doc, you got to know what the word world means. See, because until you understand world, you're really not going to be spiritual, because there's a lot of spiritual worlds out here. There's a lot of worlds. And Satan, and you can check me later on this scripture, but he is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:3. He is the god of this world. So you got to know what world you're in. You got to know what he has. You can sit back and say, this don't pertain to me. This is not for me. Brother and sister, pay attention. Please. Be sober. Be sober.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't walk around here like you got it all. Be sober. Better think clearly. Because as Pastor said, he want to pounce on us. That's what he want to do. He would like nothing better than to say, you know what? She don't even know. Or he don't even know. He don't know no better. He think he all of this. I'm finna show him. I'm going to show him who got the power. The Bible says he's your adversary. He's your adversary.
Mm-hmm.
So it behooves us to stay strong in the Lord. In 1 John 5:4, because I had told y'all that I wanted to talk about the love of God. That's where we're supposed to be at. But we're gonna get there. We're right there. Because, see, but there's certain things you need to hear understanding about. And that is 1 John 5:4.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. 1 John 5:4. I apologize for the inconvenience. I beat the devil on the blood of Jesus. This is unbelievable.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Were you able to find? Okay. I don't want nobody to lose this thought. It's very important. It's very important that in 1 John 5:4, it says this. It says, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith."
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. Amen.
And because everyone who has been born of God has won the victory. You got the victory, man, because that's what Christ did. Christ overcame the world. But here's the key. Here's what you got to get. You got to get the tool to know how to overcome the world. It's with the Word of God. How I know that? That's what Jesus did. Remember Matthew's 4? Well, maybe we might need to go there then. In Matthew's 4, I don't know why I want to say that, Alan, but I just know it's in Matthew, so we're going to go there about quick. So In Matthew 4, let's see. I know. But Matthew 4 and 4 says this. Well, first of all, you go back to the third verse and you'll see that Satan was trying to tempt Christ. And that's what he does to us. He tempts us to do certain things. Sometimes we give in, sometimes we don't, you know. But being out there in the wilderness, and well, I won't teach that part. The Bible says he was out in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was left out there so he could take our temptation away. So he was led out there to do this. Now, you got to understand that. But in the fourth verse, I just read this verse. The fourth verse says this. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Hallelujah. In the Message Bible, Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, it's more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. Amen.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yes. Amen, amen.
It takes a steady stream of words, scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And without it, you won't live. Not spiritually. Amen. Now, so don't think that because you don't have the word of God. No, you live outside of the spirit world. You might think you're living in Christ, but you're not, because it's mandatory. It's a must that you have the word of God to overcome the devil, to overcome this world. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. How you overcome the world? By living by the word of God. And whosoever victory, may the Christian ever rejoice and take, let me tell you this, brothers, please, take courage in this, please. Take courage in this victory. The victory is in the word of God. But now if you don't go to it, hey, I don't know where you're getting your broadcast from. I don't know where you're getting your news from. I don't know if you listen to the radio. But, hey, if you don't go to this station right here, you won't know it.
Amen. Amen.
Got to go to the word of God. You know how people find out about certain things? They're having a party. They're having a dance at the down here. They go to their station, their favorite station. If you want to know how to overcome the world, you got to go to the word of God. In John 16:33, in the Gospel of St. John 16:33, he said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me, now for those that may not know it, this is the Messiah, okay? This is Jesus speaking here, brothers and sisters. Please hear this. This is what he said. So if you have any idea and you want to know what's going on here, this is Jesus speaking. He already told you he was the way. Now he's telling you in John 16:33, let me get to it and so I can read it clearly for you. I jumped on another scripture here. I don't even know how that got in here. But that's good. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace in the world. You shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen. In the Message Bible, I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace in this godless world. You will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So knowing that you're in Christ, you already conquered. See that victory? You got the victory. That's how you overcome it. You got the victory, man. You may have to say that a couple of times. And don't let Satan snatch it away. If you walk around confessing you got the victory, anything come your way, you have to tell him, hey, I got the victory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because he told me. Jesus told me that. I have the victory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's why I can have peace now. I got peace about the situation.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about the earth. Doesn't matter what the trials, doesn't matter what the sorrow is. It doesn't matter. We have peace in our spirit, man, okay? Because he told us. Now, I know some of you just putting that across your head, but brother and sister, look at it clearly. Christ said this, okay? Christ said this.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It didn't come from Auntie. It didn't come from Aunt Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And them. It didn't come from them.
Amen.
Who is he that overcometh? Who is that? 1 John 5. We're going to go back there. I think I said 1 John 5, but I'm going to go 5. So let's go 1 John 5 and 5. It says, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Mm-hmm. Amen. The person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of God. Amen, amen.
So don't that make sense? You want to know who it is? If you believe, not talk it, but act it, do the thing. So it's though we have a victory. I wish there was another way to say it. It is the victory that gains the work of an overcomer. You're overcoming. Let me put it to you this way. You're overcoming it because of what that fourth verse says. Because you've been born of God. And because you've been born of God, you're overcoming the world.
Yeah.
This is how we obtain this victory. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, now if some of you all need to go, I don't have a problem with it. I understand. But when I was working, there was time I couldn't do overtime. So I'm working for the Lord now. So I have to do some overtime, it's okay. But if you understand what I'm saying, you get it. In 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, but thank be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, from the Message Bible. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all sin, guilt, death are gone. The gift of our Master Jesus Christ. Thank God. Amen.
Read that again, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master, Jesus Christ. Thank God. Amen, amen.
You kind of added 56. That's okay. That's fine. Because you need to know that you have the victory. Thank be to God. You have the victory of all that stuff. Thank be to God. He has given us the victory. See, we have that victory through him. That's why it's important, brothers and sisters. we have integrity. It's through Christ, okay? So Romans 8:37 says we are more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. So how did Jesus overcome with the temptation? With the word of God. So when you read Matthew 4, the fourth chapter, read from the first through the 11th verse. Read all of that. Because that's how you become an overcomer. Okay? And that's like so important to understand the full integrity of what God wants us to and the way he wants us to live. Okay, this is the time allow anyone would like to say anything, to have comments on any scriptures or whatever. This is time, or you want to share a scripture or something that can't wait, well, till tomorrow, until Sunday. Hey, this is the time you say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I would like to read 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5 from God's Word. And it reads, because everyone who has been born from God has won the victory over the world. Our faith is what wins the victory over the world. Who wins the victory over the world? Isn't it the person who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen, amen. So we have the victory.
Well, you know, another, and that's awesome, because a person has to understand it's the believer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I believe. No, you didn't hear that. It's the believer. It's the one that's acting on the word of God, depending on the word of God, trusting in the word of God, relying on the word of God. Those are believers.
Amen.
They don't have anything else to rely on. They don't have the money to ride, to go. So they have to rely on the way God opened the door. They don't have their mortgage note. So they have to rely on God to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw a picture one time, and it stays in my mind. I'm sure you guys have seen it too. Jesus walking on the desert, and the guy looked down, and he only saw one set of footprints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that picture, Pastor? Yeah, anybody ever seen that? It's like Jesus walking, and you got this picture, that's what it portrays, a man walking, and I'm just going to put it that way, a man walking, they want you to think it's Jesus, but a man walking, and he carrying somebody, and the guy looked down, and he see only one set of footprints.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the picture, footprints.
Okay, thank you. But here's the thing. The man got to go across the water. He got to go across a lot of things. And this is what I get from that picture. And this guy can't swim. He's not able to swim. And that may not be what this picture was, but this is what I got from it, is that he got to go all the way across. Boy, isn't it beautiful? The man can't swim, don't have a boat, don't have anything. He got to rely on this guy to carry him across. That's the way we got to look at Jesus. We got to rely on him. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, got to catch that. The Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
That's what you got. You got to believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Yeah.
These are the people who are born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. See, it's just not good enough to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It's not good enough just to believe Jesus is Mary's baby. It's not good enough to believe that Jesus chose his disciples, or Jesus is the stepson of Joseph. It's just not good enough to believe that it was Jesus who stood up and read the scripture and says, in this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. You got to believe beyond the fact that this Jesus who was able to speak to the wind and it obeyed him. You got to believe that this Jesus that was able to speak to the grave of Lazarus and said, loose him and let him go. You got to believe that he is the Christ. Got to believe that.
Yeah.
See, it's for some people, it's easier for them to believe a man on a picture than believe that Jesus is the Christ. But you got to act like it. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. That's acting like it. And he said, by this we know, by this here now, we love the children of God. That's how you going to know it. Because we love God and we keep his commandments or we keep his scriptures or we keep his word by obeying. And that's what we started yesterday and that's where we're ending up today. By obedience.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor, for going back reading that. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Pastor.
If nothing else, brothers and sisters, this is the reality of victory. And maybe that should I should entitle that message for today. But it's all leading back to developing integrity. And you do it by obeying the word of God. If nothing else, we'll see you all tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. Meanwhile, y'all stay blessed.